The Silent World of Nicholas Quinn by Colin Dexter. Read by Samuel West. Well, what do you think? The Dean of the Foreign Examinations Syndicate addressed his question directly to Cedric Voss, the chairman of the History Committee.
No, Dean, I think the Secretary should be the first to have his say. After all, it's the permanent staff who'll have to work with whoever we appoint.
In slightly less distinguished company, Voss would have added that he didn't give two monkeys which of them got the job. As it was, he reassumed a characteristically somnolent posture in his comfortable blue leather chair and prayed they'd all get their fingers out. The meeting had already lasted almost 3 hours. The Dean turned to the person sitting on his immediate left, a small, twinkling man in his middle or late 50s who blinked boyishly behind his rimless spectacles.
"Well, Dr. Bartlett, let's hear what you've got to say."
Bartlett, permanent secretary of the Foreign Examinations Syndicate, glanced good-naturedly round the tables before looking down briefly at his neatly written notes. He was used to this sort of thing.
"It seems to me, Dean, that generally speaking, by and large..."
The Dean and several senior members of the syndicate visibly winced.
"And on the whole, we would all agree that the shortlist has been a very good one. All the applicants seemed pretty competent and most of them sufficiently experienced to take on the work. But..."
He looked down again at his notes.
"Well, to be truthful, I would not myself wish to appoint either of the two women. The one from Cambridge was, I thought, a little strident, shall we say?"
He beamed expectantly round the appointments committee and a few heads nodded fairly vigorous assent.
"The other woman I thought just a little inexperienced, and I didn't feel much inner surge of conviction about some of her answers."
Again there was no visible sign of dissent from the silent tables, and Bartlett stroked his ample belly with mild satisfaction.
"So, let's come to the three men. Duckham, just a little vague, I thought, nice chap and all that, but I wonder if he's got quite the snap and zip that I'd welcome in the humanities department here. He's third in my book. Then there's Quinn. I liked him. Honest, intelligent fellow, firm views, clear brain. Not quite the ideal experience, perhaps. And then, well, let me be quite honest about it. I think his handicap may be a bit too much of a liability here. You know what I mean, phone calls, meetings, that sort of thing. It's a pity, but there it is. Anyway, I'd put him second. That leaves Fielding, and he's the man I'd go for every time. Damn good schoolmaster, excellent results from his pupils, just the right age, modest, likeable, and a first in history from Balliol. References quite outstanding. I don't honestly think we could have hoped for a better applicant. And he's my first choice, Dean, without the slightest doubt."
Not unostentatiously, the Dean closed his appointments folder and gently nodded his agreement, noting with gratification that several other heads were nodding too.